Today's Tanya for the 18th of Av, Yud Ches Menachem Av, is in the Geras HaKedosh Simen He. It's on page 414 in the English Tanya. About five lines from the bottom. The Alter Rebbe is saying that the worlds, the heavenly worlds, the worlds of Atzilus be Yetzira, with all of their multitude of creatures, angels and souls and various levels of souls and so on, all of this comes from the 22 letters and their rearrangements and so on. But they are all heavenly and holy because they're all created from the primus of the Aces, which means from that Chochma Ilah, the divine Chochma that is higher than understanding, that creates letters in the primus of the letter. Now, concerning our world, the world of Asiya. Ah, Olam Hazeh HaShofol, this lowly world, Im HaChayu Shebeteichei, with the life that it has, Kotei Mehochil, the Lizbeil, it is too small to be able to contain and to tolerate Eir V'Chayus Mebechinas Tzudas HaEisiyes U'Pnimi Yusa. This world is too small and cannot contain or tolerate the life that comes from the inner part of the letters, from the tzuda of the letters. That this inner part of the letter should be able to be revealed and to give life to this world without some concealment, without some garment. To the same, it can't give life to this world in the same way that it gives life to the souls and to the angels. Rather, the life that is given, the influence of godliness that is given to this world, comes. It comes from the body of the letters, the material, not the soul of the letter, but the body of the letter, which is also the external part of the letter. Shuhu b'chinas ha-hevel, what is the body of the letter? The origin of the body of the letter is the breath, the generic breath that is common to all letters before the letters get broken down into 22 different sounds. And this breath itself also gets divided. Hamischalik l'zayin ha-volim shebekehelis. That it's broken down into seven breaths that are mentioned or hinted at in Kehelis. Shehaleyem ha'elam emet, upon which the world rests. Mashikosu b'zeir ha'kodesh. What he says in Mishlei, on Kehelis, what he says in Kehelis, havolim, hevel havolim, which is usually translated vanity of vanities, Hevel also means breath. So he mentions there are seven breaths which are the origin of the letters with which God created the world, but it is the origin of the body of the letters. V'humeta pi Hashem ha-mislabish be'ilam hazeh, and that is the breath of God that is clothed in this world, the chol tzivav, and in all the hosts of this world, v'hachayesam, to give them life. And in that breath, in the body of the letters that give life to this world, in that body there is the presence of the soul of the letter, the tzura of the letters of God's speech and of God's machshava, mini days of hakdeshe, that come from God's midas and from God's will and wisdom, because letters are there to reveal the emotions and the will and wisdom. So in the body of the letters there is the soul of the letter, hamiyuchodes be'einsev baruch ubetachlus, which convey or contain God's midas and God's chachma and wisdom, which are completely one with God himself, And so that in the external part of the letters with which God creates this world, there is a presence of God himself. And this is what the Arizal said, that the external part of the external attributes of Malchus in Atzilus, which is symbolized by the second hey of God's name, Heim Yardu V'Nasu Nishama L'Ilam Hasiyah. They, the Kelim of Malchus, Atzilus, the external part of Malchus of Atzilus, descends, and becomes the soul of the world of Asiya. V'chein kosa b'tikunim shahayudu ba'atzilus. And you'll find the same thing in the Tikunim and Zehar, that the Yud is in Atzilus, the Hei Tato mekanenes ba'asiya. And the second Hei sits or rests in Asiya, in the world of Asiya. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 18th of Menachem Ov, the Rebbe writes that Admor Haram Tzoyi Omar B'Shem Rabbeinu Hazokin. The Mittler Rebbe said in the name of the Alter Rebbe that Avas Yisroel Badas Ben Nemen Bizmitzi HaNefesh. That Avas Yisroel has to touch the person at the very core of his soul. Just as it says concerning the Avas Hashem on the Pasuk, V'chol Nafshecha, the Medrash says, what does it mean to love God with your whole soul? It means love him until the core of your soul. And since Avas Yisrael has to be the same as Avas Hashem, so Avas Yisrael also has to be Ad Mitzri HaNefesh.